Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker, who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 90. 7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Hour 2 of the Adam Carriker Show. All right, before we dive into the main topic of this particular segment, a couple of quick things to throw out there. Jake called me out, rightfully so, during commercial break. I didn't even have Drew Brees or Kurt Warner listed on my guys that didn't make the list. And that is on me. They unequivocally could be on a top 10 list, unequivocally should be on a top 20 list. My list came together very quickly. And Kurt's actually a guy that I've had the honor to play against, unfortunately, and to interview when his son here was here at Nebraska as a wide receiver as well. Obviously, Drew Brees is one of the greats of all time as well. Did we ever get any texts on that? We had to go kind of quick on it.
We did. They started to come in.
Okay, what did they say?
Old Dad 34 says, Favre, I say lower in both lists. He only won one Super Bowl, right?
That is correct.
John in Southeast Lincoln says Ken Stabler belongs there instead of Marino.
The disrespect, not to Ken Stabler, to Dan Marino. That is disrespectful.
Believer says Elway, blah. I don't really disagree either way. And he says cry boys. I don't know what that's necessarily going to. Box Neighbor texts in and with a tweet that says, imagine a quarterback who has two Super Bowl wins, two Super Bowl MVPs, is 11th all-time in passing yards and passing touchdowns, yet he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. Eli Manning remains the most underrated and misrepresented player of all time. Maybe a thought there.
So he popped into my head. So one of the greatest playoff quarterbacks of all time and beat the Patriots twice, beat the GOAT twice in the biggest game that there is on planet Earth. And he popped into my head. And he's a guy that I played against multiple times. He's a very good quarterback. And the playoffs matter more than the regular season. I didn't put him on the list because he had some bad years in there. Like every quarterback that we talked about, there's going to be ups and downs. Like Favre had an NFC title game where he threw six interceptions. If we were to rate the greatest gunslingers of all time, at the top of that list, I'm going to have like Marino and Favre. Okay. So I thought about Eli. But he had more than one or two years where I would have said he's playing at a below average level as a year. And to be clear, he should be in the Hall of Fame. First ballot, second ballot, whatever. But that's why I personally kept him off this list. What was your logic there, Jake?
Similar type of thing. I mean, I think if you go through his career, he had some solid. I wouldn't even know how many Pro Bowls he necessarily had or all pros. I wouldn't think.
I'll Google that while you talk. Go ahead.
He kind of had a certain years, like you're saying, where he had several years of more interceptions than touchdowns. And he had a lot of interceptions throughout his career, double digit interceptions. I think way more often than not. So, I mean, again, it can come down to that playoff success really boosted his career and puts him obviously on a platform along with his brother now to where they kind of seem like they're partial and control of the NFL or whatever. But yeah, I wouldn't put him quite in a top 10 category.
So here's what Google, I'm just going to read what Google says. All right. I just simply typed in, how many Pro Bowls did Eli Manning make? It said 4 Pro Bowls. And then below is a paragraph. Manning has been one of the most hotly debated candidates for the Hall of Fame in many years. He won 2 Super Bowls with the New York Giants, but never won an MVP, made only 4 Pro Bowls in 16 years, and never led the NFL in any major passing category other. I did not read this before. I was going to read it out loud. Other than interceptions.
Yeah.
Now, to be clear, I still think he should be in the Hall of Fame. First ballot, second ballot, third ballot. But personally, every guy we have on this list here is a Hall of Famer. But that was the reason I personally had him off that list. Nothing but love and respect for Eli. All right, anything else there, Jake?
Somebody also sent in a couple images of poop in one form or the other. So I don't think they liked our list.
I was trying to think of something. A lot of the things that popped into my head, I can't say on air. So we're going to move on. All right. 188 of the 239. I'm sorry, 188 of the 329, if I could read. So basically 57.1% of the NFL combine invites are from the Big Ten and the SEC conference. This is from Sean Callahan on X. It's not a surprise, but just even more telling the power these two leagues have on the game in nearly every metric. All right, Shiloh Sanders was not invited to the 2025 NFL combine, just of note. And I thought this was interesting from the Alabama AD. He said, and I quote, "I truly believe it. If we said that the home team, if they storm the field or the court, they're going to lose the game right then and there, that will stop it." End quote. Burn, the Alabama AD said. And then, and basically, if you storm the court or storm the field after the game, your team would have to forfeit the game. I was like, ooh, okay. Just because Alabama doesn't celebrate anything unless it's a national title, so he doesn't ever have to worry about it. He's trying to get a cheap win versus a Kentucky beating him on the road. He's trying to get that cheap win when they've already lost on the field. Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, said, and I quote, "I think that's a tough proposition. I do think there's more than Greg in this league who feel that way, though." End quote. I do think there's other things you can do. I don't know. I thought it was an interesting proposition. Not that I support it. I just thought it was interesting. Like, I don't want to say dumb. I just like, I don't like it, but I thought it was interesting. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I hope he's not being serious because that's an awful decision, an awful idea.
Yeah.
But you know, and obviously son of Bill Byrne, by the way, Greg Byrne. Yes. There's like hardly anything that would make me stop watching college football. That might be one because I mean, you can't reward the other team for, you know, they just lost. It would mess up everything.
I completely agree. We just got a baseball update, a final Nebraska. This is per Abby Barmore. Check her out on Twitter. Shows no mercy in a 20-1 mercy rule of Texas A&M Corpus Christi. They scored 20 runs for the first time since 2016. The Huskers hit 5 home runs, featuring a grand slam by Malia Thomas and a 3-run homer by Ava Kuzka. Let me see here. Nebraska scored 8 runs in the third inning and the fourth inning. All right. Way to start the season. I look forward to watching them play Vanderbilt, see how that goes. Great start for Nebraska baseball. All right, Jake.
It's softball, right?
Hold on. Did I read that wrong?
I say softball played Corpus Christi this morning.
I was going to say, it's not the schedule I looked at when I looked at Nebraska's baseball. It wasn't Corpus Christi. Yeah, it's softball. You are correct, my friend. Thank you for correcting me. That is softball. Get them back on track as well. All right. They lost a couple of tough, close games to some ranked teams. Now they can get back on track to 4-2 on the season. I'm so excited to see what the softball team can do this spring. All right. Let's go ahead and let's play about a 30-second clip from Scott Frost's UCF press conference this week.
Yeah, Terry's been great. I'm so grateful to have an AD that's on my side and working alongside me. When you're in the other situation, it's really difficult. And it's really debilitating, to be honest with you, when you feel like you're working and you don't have somebody right there alongside with you. Terry and I are on the same page. He's trying to give us everything that he can to be successful. And it's a good partnership, and I'm grateful to him.
So Terry is the UCF AD. What are your thoughts on this bull crap, Jake?
Yeah, it's interesting. You always wonder about the relationship you have with a guy like Trev Alberts, who didn't hire you, right? Bill Moos hired Scott Frost. Trev Alberts comes in. But it's just funny to hear that, because I've long held the belief, and I said it at the time, and I'd never backed down from what I originally said, is that I don't think the Scott Frost deserved a fifth year. I know they're 3-9, the best 3-9 team of all time, whatever. that's a silly statement. And I just thought that... I just thought that kind of run its course. He gets a whole nother year, another opportunity, and now years later is talking down that AD, or seemingly, right, talking down that AD. Like... If you want the 80 on your side, don't go 3-9. That would be my first in that UCF athletic director. It won't be on your side if you continue to go 3-9 either.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just... fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
I agree with everything you said. So first of all, let's put it out there. There is a slim chance he's not talking about Trev Alberts. I don't know who in the blue hell else he would be talking about, so I could be wrong. But it seems like he's talking about Trev Alberts. But let's acknowledge the very slim possibility that Scott Frost did not just call out Trev Alberts without using his name. So there's a couple things that play into this. Greg Austin, my former teammate at Nebraska, former offensive line coach here at Nebraska. They had a former player's practice every spring, every fall. The Scott was the head coach. The first spring, the first former players are all officially invited back to practice before Scott Frost's first spring game, before his first fall as a head coach. After that practice, all the former players are upstairs. We're eating. They've got food. I'm sitting at the same table as a offensive line recruit and right next to offensive line coach at the time, Greg Austin. And Greg and I chatted. You got to keep in mind, at that time, the AD was Bill Moos. Greg literally said, everything that Frost has asked for, Bill has given him. And I was like, everything? He's like, everything. I'm like, everything. He's like, every single thing he has given to him. So he must not be talking about Bill Moos, and he didn't seem to be short a whole lot of things when Bill Moos was the AD. So I assume he's talking about Trev. Now, I have had people tell me that there was at least one instance where Trev and Scott may or may not have been nose to nose discussing things with elevated volume in their voices. So I think Trev came in and he was brought in because it was time. And I hope to interview Bill Moos here in the near future. He has a book that came out. I'm going to reach out at some point, and I want to bring him on and interview him. The Husker Online guys did a phenomenal job interviewing him. Okay. But I think everyone kind of recognized, hey, Bill did a great job. Trev's the next guy, at least for now. And obviously, we have a new AD that I said yesterday I think is doing a really good job. But I kind of felt like Trev was almost brought in because he could hold Scott accountable and he could do what was necessary if the unfortunate time came, that he needed to do what was necessary. And unfortunately, that time did come. I think what bothers me about this is I think he probably got everything he wanted at UCF. Scott has told me in a spring post-spring game discussion in the weight room, and I quote, "I did whatever the hell I wanted to at UCF," end quote. In other words, he had free reign at UCF. When he first got here, Greg Austin told me Bill Moose gave Scott everything he asked for. Trev was probably brought in because he was the right guy at the time, and he was a guy who could hold Scott accountable when Scott was off to a very rough start here at his tenure at the University of Nebraska. And I think maybe Frost wasn't used to that. And there was obviously some disagreements and things along the line. I think what bothers me the most about this, and if you watched on YouTube, as soon as we started playing the clip that I'd already heard, I don't want to say I checked out. I don't know. I can't listen to him blame other people anymore. I'm so tired of when he first got here, these aren't my players. And then it's this, and then it's that. And now here he is halfway across the country taking shots at a guy who's halfway across the country, not even at Nebraska anymore. And again, there's a slim chance he's not talking about Trev. It's not very high, but I will acknowledge it exists. All right. For me, I'm just like, oh my good Lord. At some point, if you own a mirror, could you just look at it? Like, just look at it. If I'm a UCF fan, I am elated that Scott Frost is back in Orlando. And then I hear these comments and I'm terrified because I'm like, crap. Has he not learned anything? Because they're not in the AAC anymore. Now, the Big 12, we're not going to pretend they're one of the Power Four. We're going to pretend that facade for now. But they're not one of the Power Two, because I always say there's a Power Two, there's a next two, and then everybody else. The Big 12 is a little bit different. It's a much more balanced league. It's not top heavy. There's not going to be a bunch of elite teams at the top, but it's a very balanced league. I find it the most entertaining league to watch because anybody can beat anybody on just about any given day in that league. There's going to be a lot of tough, close games. Scott Frost does not have the best history and record in tough, close games, something Nebraska is trying to come out of as well. But for me, the best way to get better at little things is to be honest with yourself. That's why I will say openly here the things that, with all due respect, okay, I say them respectfully, but there are things we have to get better at, and they're the simple little things. And that's how you get better and increase your chances of winning those close games. I believe Matt Rhule, and we'll see how he does this year and going forward. We're obviously all rooting for him, but he has the ability. He's already shown it to look in the mirror and be honest and take accountability and make changes. If Scott Frost has not yet learned that ability, if I'm a UCF fan, I'm terrified. I'm terrified right now. Who did we just hire back? The guy that led us to an undefeated season after we couldn't win a game 2 years before that? Didn't win a game. Then they went 6-7, lost their bowl game, 6-6 regular season. Then they go undefeated 2 years later, as we all know. Did we get that guy? Or did we get the guy who hasn't let go of the things that are bothering him? Because apparently he's still bringing them up from halfway across the country. And the guy who doesn't own a mirror or refuses to look at it. And if I'm a UCF fan, that terrifies me. I don't want to spend a whole lot more time on this today, but I had a really hard time when I heard that. That really bothered me. Now, when this show's over today, I'm going to go on about my weekend. It's not going to bother me anymore because I will have vented, albeit very unusually calmly for me here today. But those are my thoughts. That's my initial reaction. It's eye roll. It's what the heck. It's let it go. It's look in the mirror, move on, enjoy life, improve your team, and stop talking about other people that don't have anything to do with you anymore. What are your thoughts, Jake?
Well, it's definitely interesting. It's not uncommon for coaches to be somewhat upset about stints that didn't work out, right? I think I've heard a few times Bo Pelini reference that Nebraska has not been back to the level that they were at with him. And he certainly has an argument about not having support. And I would agree with him on that side. Solage took a long time to get back. So, you know, I can understand still being upset. And I'd love to hear from Scott Frost why he, like, the real reason, like, if you could take him off the record, why didn't it work out at Nebraska? And maybe he has some different thoughts than what we all think. But at some point, like you said, you just got to acknowledge that it didn't work. Move on to the next thing, hopefully learn from those losses instead of just begrudging them and making it better for his spot at UCF. Like you said, I'd be a little bit concerned that that might not have been the case. Still kind of looking maybe for some blame as to why it didn't work at Nebraska. You're the head coach, man. It falls on you.
That's the key statement anybody said right there. At the end of the day, it falls at the foot of the head coach. The buck stops with you. Whether I'm helping coach high school teams or I'm coaching kids teams or I'm analyzing college and NFL or pro teams, you never stay the same. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. Whatever you're doing, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. And if you have the inability to self-analyze and be honest with yourself, you're going to get worse because you won't stay the same and you're not allowing yourself to get better. And that's what I think would scare me if I'm a UCF fan. And, you know, I've been to speaking gigs where people have asked me about Frost, and I've had people blurt out, F this, F that. I genuinely, it's hard to say. I don't get excited about it, but I'm genuinely like curious to see what happens, but I am rooting for him. Now, admittedly, I don't want him to go win a national title. That would probably bother me. Why didn't you do that here would be my thought, but I want him to have success and I want him to, you know, kind of move on from things, hopefully, and find a little bit of happiness. Even the Scott Frost I met when I first got on campus, the guy who challenged me to a throwing competition years ago, he just struck me as an unhappy guy at that point in time. And unfortunately, I kind of still see that guy at times. And maybe at some point I'll share the results of that throwing competition. But anyways, the point wasn't really that. It was more or less, that was my first time ever meeting him in person. And I remember thinking to myself, this dude's like really angry about something. Now, maybe it was something completely unrelated. I mean, we're talking like 02, 03. He was still playing in the league. He was a safety. Who knows what was going on at that point in time. Anyways, you got any final thoughts there, Jake, before we head to break?
No, we better get to break.
All right, let's get to break. When we come back, college football rivalries, are they being diminished? Are they going to be dead at some point one day? All due to the college football playoff. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.